Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Come on, give us a ring, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Yeah, put a ring on it, would you?
Put a ring on. If you love it.
So are you guys having rings?
Yes.
You exchanging rings?
Yes. In fact, a wonderful, dear person who's a designer and a friend acquaintance of ours, friend of Howie's, I'm getting to know him better, offered to make us rings. And, you know, we had a visit and he said, do you like this? He likes this. And I said, you know, you're a designer, and I used to do some design work, and I just love it when a designer, I give no input as the client, and you come up with something, and it's like buying a work of art. And he came up with some wonderful rings there, and we're going to go get them later tonight to see them. I'm just, you know, bowled over by his generosity. And they are truly, I mean, they are definitely unique looking rings.
So, anybody giving you showers or anything?
Well, I take a shower once a week, so, and I can still do it on my own, so.
Funny.
No showers, and I'll tell you why. No showers.
Because you guys have everything you need.
I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So what I'm thinking about getting a bunch of stuff in the house, packaging it up, and giving it as gifts to the guests who come to the wedding. Here's a new mixer. We'll never use it.
Well, you could say in lieu of a gift, give to such and such a charity.
Yeah, we're actually going to do that. We're just discussing which one. So I think we'll have a list. I want to make sure that an animal charity is on there because that's a big thing in my life. So,
which would be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I almost ended up with another dog this week. So the delightful woman who is the foster mother here on the peninsula that we got Charles from, posts on Facebook and I read her post and she just got she had just posted a story about this, you know, and I know this has nothing to do with eBay because you can't buy puppies on eBay, but you can buy them other places. And I just like to take the opportunity to say, look, if you're looking for a dog, rescue dogs are the best deal. They're usually, mutts, which are always a lot healthier, less prone to health problems than most pure breeds. And these are dogs that are, you know, they're dying for a home. Charles is such a wonderful addition to our house, and I just adore him. He is so cute and so funny. And Sadie is now madly in love with Charles. Madly in love with him. I mean, it's just, it's embarrassing. It's cringeworthy. But if you're
Have they all been fixed?
Oh, yeah, they're all fixed. They all get their papers and everything, get microchipped, get their little everythings. But this wonderful foster mom, her name is Kat. She posted a photo of a Chihuahua in Southern California where a woman, the owner, had walked in and just left the dog there and walked out. And it's a high-kill shelter. And this was a one-year-old Chihuahua. He was so cute. And, of course, you know, it's that Sarah McLachlan form of marketing, you know, with those commercials.
Oh, God.
And this is the dog that, you know,
I'm not even an animal person, and I start crying when the song and everything. Boy.
The dog cries every night before it falls asleep because it misses its owner. And this breaks my heart. So, yeah, that'll be the charity. I would have 100
dogs. I'm already giving double to it.
Yeah, see? I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
You could do worse. You could do worse.
So before we go to the car thing, I'm on the chat board.
Yes.
Holiday in Memory said, the other issue I have is seller takes my watermarked images.
Yeah.
Sells an item.
Mm-hmm.
Their customer contacts me with questions, thinking I was
watermark.
The one who sold them the product.
Yeah, the noive, because they see the watermark on the image, right?
Oh, and I see you put a picture of the Future liner.
Yeah, did you know there were only 12 of these made by GM?
Really?
Yeah, there were only 12 made. So when one comes up for sale, they bring a lot of money, as this one did.
There's no shortage of interesting and even unique vehicles. for sale on eBay Motors.
Oh, no, there isn't.
And 2016 saw the sale of the one-of-a-kind Scorpion art car. Remember that one?
Yes.
And Jellyfish 2000 Mutant Vehicle, both built for the annual Burning Man Desert Festival.
Yeah.
As well as Bruce Springsteen's iconic 57 Chevy convertible. Oh.
The same one.
Brings back such memories.
The same one legend has it he was sitting in when he wrote Born to Run in Thunder Road.
Oh. Well, here are the top 10 most expensive vehicles sold on eBay last year. Why don't you start out, Griff?
Can we start at 10 at the bottom?
Okay, let's start at 10.
Because I love to build up.
Okay.
So number 10 was the 2008 Newell 2000i quad slide 45-foot luxury coach. That sold for $220,000.
Then number 9 was Ferrari 458 two-door coupe or coupe for $239,800.
Number 8 was one that caught my interest. And, you know, it's funny. I spent my entire life, like, poo-pooing, RVs.
Yeah.
And now that I'm getting older, it's like that. You start looking at white shoes and thinking, you know, those would fit me. And then you look at a Winnebago and you think, you know, I could live in that.
Yeah, really.
So at number 8 is a 2014 Winnebago Tour. It's a model WKR42QD, and it sold for $239,000.
Lamborghini Gallardo two-door coupe for $249,800.
And number 6 is followed by another Lamborghini. They're a lot on the list. LP610-4 coupe two-door for $249,000. $1,900.
Then there's a Porsche for it's 356.
1965.
356C / 1600SC. Ruter Cabriolet for $249,995.
And then number 4 is a Rolls-Royce Wraith Base Coupe. It's two doors. It sold for $289,900.
Another Porsche 911 GT3 RS for $299,980.
And a number 2 was the Futureliner, which it says here sold for $350,000, but on the webpage I found it was noted for twice that. Again, there were only 12 of these made, so that when they come up, they're really hot.
So it's kind of a, it's sort of a bus van or something.
Yeah,
it's,
I think,
weird.
Right.
Like an RV. Like it's an RV.
It could be for cargo. You could make it into a, an RV of type, yeah, of a sort, yeah. And these are from, I believe,
the 40s. Oh, it could be a lunch truck.
It could
a
be
a roach
many things.
Coach.
Right.
Yeah.
It's certainly, one thing it's guaranteed to be is an eye catcher.
No kidding. So, number one is Lamborghini Aventador, two-door convertible, $659,800. You know how many houses you could buy for that in
Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
That's why I added Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Of course, I don't know what the home sales are like there.
And Cedar Rapids, Iowa is a lovely place to live.
It is. I was there 9 months. They treated me like a queen.
I enjoyed it.
I was doing country
music.
I was known as Rose Lee there. Ellie in Vancouver, B.C., known on eBay as Elle's Attic. Ellie, what's your question or comment?
Well, I figured out how to put the watermark on.
Oh, hooray.
Well, this is really good news. Tell
us.
Well, you go to the page where you start to list.
Uh-huh.
And you see it's where it says describe your item.
Uh-huh.
Describe your item.
You click on add or remove options.
Well, see, we don't have that anymore. You're in the old listing form.
Oh. I didn't even know there was a new one.
Yeah, there's a new listing form that eventually everyone will be opted into. And it's that option is no longer there.
Oh.
We got to do something about that.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Well, I just sent a note to Mickey, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Mickey's pretty smart.
Ellie?
I want to ask a question, though.
Of course.
If I put a picture on there
that
I own, or that I own, of course,
sure.
Can I go on and put scanned for eBay?
Where?
on the top of the picture that I'm displaying.
No text edits, no text overlays. The only allowable text overlay is a watermark, which is a translucent watermark, and it has to be at the, it can't be over a certain size. It can only be your user ID on eBay. That's it. You can't say scan for eBay. That would definitely be a violation of policy.
Okay. I have one more question. I know Griff's eBay site. Lee has an eBay site also?
Yeah, it's Sellvoice, Sellvoice, and there aren't many things up there right now, honey, because we've been remodeling, and I haven't been selling anything. There's not much, but there are some things up there.
How long are they going to allow this old form then?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know eventually. Are you in Seller Hub? Are you?
What do you mean?
Then you're not in it. If you're not opted into Seller Hub yet, then you're not in. You're using Seller Hub. I think when you opt into Seller Hub, you get the new listing form, which I love. Actually, it's much easier, much simpler, but it doesn't have those options in them. So that's a question.
But you know what, Ellie? Because you certainly did find at least the old way to do it. Well, it might still work for her because she's got the old form.
Yeah, I think it would. I think it would work. And in fact, I know I have my other account, which is my eBay ID. And when my eBay ID, griff@ebay.com, is not in the Seller Hub. And I can see the old listing form and all that stuff is still there.
So. Ellie, thank you.
Thanks, Ellie, for calling. Well, we'll be back in a moment after this here on Ask Griff and Lee.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6-Bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's list. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 396.
Ever wonder why some buyers leave negative feedback without contacting the seller? John Colderice Lawson is the founder and CEO of Colderice Media. And he's known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He has this thought on the subject.
Here's the deal. Perspective is everything. So from a seller perspective, we think that a customer should contact us first. But from a buyer perspective, all I know is I've got a box that comes up automatically and says, hey, you want to leave feedback? I immediately leave the feedback. You know, I mean, I think a lot of that is they're not doing it to hurt your business. They're really just trying to express their frustration.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-888-3123. 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this closing segment, boy, where did the time go?
I don't know. Fast today.
I thought we just started the show. Well, this closing segment of a rather fast show is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
So, Griff, before we read the event calendar,
yes,
we did get an email from Euler-Man, and if you don't know the answer to this, I sent you over his email, so in case,
I have to research.
Basically, what happened was he's in Seller Manager Pro. Mm-hmm. And he's reached something that says list on these worldwide eBay sites. Mm-hmm. And it's eBay US, eBay Canada, eBay Singapore, eBay, all these eBay Hong Kong, everything, okay? His question is, are you charged a fee to list on the above sites? He says, I've gotten conflicting information on this.
Well, so I don't know. This has been an ongoing question. There used to be this 40-cent fee to have your item appear on the UK site. I thought that was supposed to be going away.
Okay, well, I sent it over to you. So if you could do some research on that and let Euler-Man and the rest of us know that.
I will do that.
We'd like to know that on Tuesday because it's a good question.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to start?
I do.
By the way, if you'd like to find out if there's anything going on in your area, you click on the past episodes on the eBay Radio Player. And it takes you to our archive site, and up at the top, you will see some tabs. One says Seller Resources. Hover over it and click on Seller Events, and that's what we're reading to you right now.
There you go. So, starting on January 27th, which is tomorrow, the Steel City eBay Amazon e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen in Homestead, Pennsylvania, starting at 6:30 p.m. Again, that's Friday the 27th. At the Eaton Park Restaurant, and the topic will be reviewing 2016 and looking forward to 2017.
Following day on January 28th, eBay sellers in the Denver Metro Area Meetup, and it's going to happen from 6 to 9 p.m. at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver. The topic is, let's start the new year off right with a review of our records keeping. No cost for the meeting, but please buy something from Perkins.
Yeah, they need you to do that. They're a business. January 30th, that's a Monday, starting at 1 p.m., this is in the U.K., the online seller U.K. eBay Masterclass training will happen in Newcastle upon Tyne. And the course is specifically designed to ensure that you can grow your online business sales through specialist knowledge of eBay. It is an advanced course, and experience with selling on eBay is necessary to get the most from the day. Again, that's Monday, January 30th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. in Great Britain, in the U.K., in Newcastle upon Tyne.
Also in the UK, Manchester UK Online Seller Meetup is happening.
Yes.
And that's Monday, January 30th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's taking place at Rise, and you enter via Grindsmith Cafe, and it's in Manchester.
Manchester.
Topics include product research, best practices on eBay, and creating killer eBay listings.
On January 31st, the Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen. That's Tuesday, January 31st at 7 p.m. It's at eBay headquarters here in San Jose, and the topic will be a roundtable discussion by product category.
That's going to be big.
So, yeah, it is, except that I haven't been able to book more than one person. Because Alan and Sherry, the managers, kind of said, this is what we want, but it was a little late. It was only like a week or two ago, and trying to get people lined up has been hard. But apparently at least one person from the what we call the verticals team will be going.
Well, we got to do something about that.
Well, I don't know what to do.
We got to call some people.
You know, people had appointments to have their hair done or their nails
get
did.
Your butt there.
I know. We'll see.
Then next month we have a couple already. Oregon eBay e-commerce sellers group in Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Portland, Maine Post Office. That's where they're going to meet. Interesting, huh?
That's right.
Ask your local post office if you can meet there.
Yeah.
Some places allow it. Apparently, Portland does.
You can rifle through their mail.
And that, of course, is Wednesday, February 1st, 6:30 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. Topics, marketing with USPS EDDM, every door direct mail, plus help with optimizing your listings. And there's another one. The Sydney eBay Sellers Group meetup is happening that same day.
Same day.
Wednesday, February
1st.
6:30 to 8:30. Club 99 York in Sydney. And the topic is winning the game on the new eBay. What's hot in 2017? Speaker is Neil Waterhouse.
So on February 9th, the Greater New York City Area eBay e-commerce group meetup will happen at the New York Public Library. It's the Columbus branch, the basement community room in New York, in Manhattan. And the topic is, how did holiday selling go? What's working right now to get sales on eBay, and tips for new advanced sellers? You know, there's a lot of sellers in the New York metro area, and there's not a lot of chances for them to meet up. So this is a great opportunity.
And then the Chicagoland Area eBay and E-commerce Sellers Group meetup is happening Thursday, February 9th, 2017, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Topic, an evening of Q&A with eBay's own Jim Griffith.
That's me.
Via Skype. Hey, you know, I want to say something to what was said about please buy something when you go and, you know, to one of these meetups and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
These meetup organizers work very hard to even find a place that will allow a meeting.
That's true.
And when they do, they say to, you know, they say to the guy, well, hopefully they'll buy dinner, they'll do this, they'll do that. Please, you are helping to keep your group together when you support it in that way. When you go to a restaurant, don't eat first. You know, you spend your $10 and buy something to eat. These group organizers work so hard, Griff.
They do. We heard from Mickey. She said, thanks, Gareth, we're aware of the watermark issue. And Mohan is working on getting the exact details of the changes. So
yay.
There you go. Well, another session. We'll be back next Tuesday, January 31st, with eBay Radio. Join us then.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. Destock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.